this and that. Season 4, episode 37, the week that was for May 1st, 2023. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. In this episode, we will review the week that was for May 1st, 2023. We're going to read a student email. We'll review the week that was a normal length week. Still rainy, but normal length. Preview the upcoming week, which will be regular. Tell a dad joke. All of this, maybe more, maybe less, in this week's top-rated and award-winning Somewhere on the Internet episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast and That. We'll be right back after this brief musical. We're going to jump right into the student email of the week. This student email of the week comes from name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. It begins, Mr. Sal, is it ever going to stop raining outside? That's all it seems to do is be gray, dreary, and raining. It's kind of dragging me down. Well, name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. I agree with you. The weather's kind of bringing me down, too. It seems like it's always raining, but I received this email before Friday. As you know, in class Thursday, I was super happy to have the chance to wear sunglasses, or at least I was supposed to have the chance to wear sunglasses Thursday after school. That didn't happen. It rained again, as they say in Canada. So it rained, but yesterday was Friday. Beautiful day. Beautiful day today. Unfortunately, looking at my weather app on my phone, tomorrow, thunderstorms. Monday, thunderstorms. Tuesday, thunderstorms. And then we have sun through next weekend. Except for next Sunday. So who knows? Hopefully the rain will eventually back off. But you know, you need the rain to flow for flowers to grow or something like that. So try and put a positive spin on it. I know the gray, dreary days bring me down too. Sunshine's a good day, a good thing to get you going. Get outside today, enjoy the weather. Hopefully you enjoyed it yesterday after school. That's about all I can say. I'm not a weather person, but looking at the weather apps, we're going to have a lot of rain coming up, but it seems par for the course. Thank you for the email. Remember, you too can submit emails about class to my school email or message me via Schoology. Put the phrase student email of the week in the subject line. And then your question in the body of the email or message. Not only do you get enrichment points for your effort, you get your email read on this podcast, which did I mention? It is highly rated and award-winning somewhere on the internet. So we're going to jump into the class week in review. We worked on wrapping up JFK in the early 1960s, which we said that section of the 1960s was kind of like an extension of the 1950s. We focused on his assassination, in a word that is a tedious word to write since it cannot be appropriately abbreviated, but we powered through it, through all the rain, dreariness, and assassination being written numerous times. We watched a couple of videos about the JFK assassination. You guys found some articles on the event, submitted a summary and opinion based on said article that you found on the internet. Then we worked on a Jamboard exercise based on the Hip Use History video that was asking questions about the assassination. We said there were several questions. Most classes had a great conversation about that. You guys got points for participating, those of you that participated. Then we finished out the week wrapping up the culture of the 1960s. We talked about some of the music, some of the cultural events of that 61, 62, 63. Some of the books, some of the authors, and then we got into the music, and we started LBJ. We got into his background, the big Texan, how his working in a very poor school district to start his career kind of set his mind to working to get people out of poverty, whether you like it or not. That was his goal. We got on that. All of those notes are posted in the Google Drive folder on the front page of Schoology. Click on the class notes folder. It will take you to Google Drive and go into May's folder, because we are in May, which is the last full month of school. So we got into some LBJ, and we're going to wrap him up early next week, kind of just going a brief overview of some of the major events of his administration. And we will kind of wrap things up there and move on into the next segment of history. Oh, hey, what's that sound? Well, that siren sound means it is the optional enrichment assignment of the week. So, this optional enrichment assignment comes from a contest online. It is a My Impact Challenge, Bill of Rights Institute's National Civics Contest. You can win money up to $10,000 for your service project, community volunteer, teen advocate, scouting project, youth entrepreneur. Submit a project report, an essay on how your project aligns with civic virtues, and photo and video documentation of said project. This contest runs until the end of May. Actually, Monday, May 21st, 11:59 p.m. So, if you're interested, see me about that. I don't know if any of you are doing service projects for community service, either through church, scouts, organizations you belong to. I have the details. It's a report of up to 2,000 words detailing a student's completed or in-progress civic engagement project. The report must include the following components: the inspiration, the project plan, details of the project's execution, at least two examples of the project's demonstrated impact on the community, how students grew in understanding of the role of civic virtue, knowledge of their communities, and their ability to support or impact them, visual documentation of the project. So there's a lot that goes into it, but you got this. If you are interested in it, come see me. I will get you in that project regardless of whether you win the money or not. If you participate in this, you will get enrichment points. So that wraps up the optional enrichment assignment of the week. There's still a couple others open. Go back through previous podcasts and you will see some of the assignments that are open if you're interested. Now, back to our regularly scheduled podcast. Thank you. And this week's dad joke of the week comes from Country Living. What do you call a factory that makes okay products? Anyone? Read it again. What do you call a factory that makes okay products? A satisfactory. Thank you very much. So we're going to move into the next segment of the podcast, and that is the preview for the upcoming week. Once again, we have a full week, which is good, full 5 days. We're going to jump into the highlights of LBJ and his presidency. We're going to finish up talking about the Great Society and some of his attempts to end poverty, whether you like them or not. That is your opinion. You're allowed to have your opinion. We're just going to talk about what he tried to do. Then we're going to get into some of his Vietnam policies, such as Rolling Thunder and some of the other things he tried to do, along with his decision to not run for re-election in 1968. So that'll wrap up next week, and then we get into Keystones the following week. Ugh. We're going to take a brief musical interlude, and we will come back with the school announcements. Right now, the library has been closed because Mrs. Berger has been down at the middle school working on PSSAs. So that is closed, but that doesn't stop you from checking out books. We do have ebooks. Check into that. You can get the ebooks out over the summer when Mrs. Berger isn't here. Take care of all that stuff. You also have the due dates. There are posters up. All library books are due by the end of May. Flyers tell you exactly what date for each group of students. You can turn your books into the main office in the meantime. Career portfolios were due by the end of March. Please make sure you have everything completed and turned in. That is a graduation requirement. Check out What's Up New Brighton. It's an internet show. It's informative. It's fun. It's student run. We have club meetings the third Tuesday of each month. What's Up New Brighton also has a TikTok channel. Check out the content there. Now we wrap this up. I want to mention several things. First is the ideas, jokes, and comments on this podcast are of my own doing and not those of any other entity or organization. If you get mad at something, please do not blame them. Second, I always mention about several organizations and websites that do a lot of good for people. First one is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, the world, and the universe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. Speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT Pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on at PAECT, interview interesting guests, and share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAECT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and anywhere you find great podcasts. The PAECT Pod is live the first and third Tuesdays of every month. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. Second is 211.org. You can dial 211 on any phone or go to 211.org and any internet-connected device to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. Once again, that is 211.org. And I've also added 511PA.com. You can dial 511 on any phone or go to 511PA.com or download the app 511PA. It's a great resource for travelers, like such as this weekend. The Pittsburgh Marathon's going on. There's all kinds of road closures around Pittsburgh. Check out 511PA to see the driving conditions across the state, location of construction, live traffic cams on state highways and interstates. See what roads are closed due to construction and whatnot. Check it out. I've used this resource numerous times. If you're traveling, it's a good idea for you to look at it too. That wraps up everything for this week's show. Have a great rest of the weekend. Try and enjoy the weather before it rains again. Have a good one, everybody. I will see you guys Monday.